This week, the cosmic kookiness continues as we officially enter the heart of the Eclipse Ograde portal, and we get ready for a new you who dis moment with the Aries total solar eclipse that's going over America. We're going to get into all of that and more. And more importantly, what it means for you, how we can work with this, harness this energy to tap into your highest, hottest self and live your most compassionate, conscious, creative life.
Welcome to Cosmic RX Radio, a podcast that gives you real-life tools of spiritual empowerment and pure hype. I'm your host and intuitive guide, Maddie Murphy. I'll be serving up your weekly energy readings, cosmic boss interviews, and astro inspiration. Are you ready to love yourself more, manifest your dream life, and own your magic? Let's jump in.
I am your host, Maddie Murphy, your girl, your Virgo vixen. I'm laughing, she says, as she is in like her sweats and no bra. But yeah, vixen energy. I am also your cosmic consultant, high vibe hype woman. And I'm really excited to talk about the astrology of this week. Now, the day this podcast comes out, it is April 1. Nothing I'm about to say is an April Fool's joke. Who needs April Fool's Day when it is literally the middle of the eclipse portal and Mercury stationing retrograde? Like, we don't need that. All of life might feel like a little April Fool's Day right now. We're in a very cosmic, kooky, bendy portal. Like, timelines are shifting. We're in the wormhole. We're all going through something. We're breaking patterns, cutting cords, stepping into new like frequencies. So yeah, if you have not checked out last week, I did a full energy report about this Mercury retrograde in Aries, what it means for you, how to work with it, some do's, don'ts, and otherwise. Really the thing that we're going to talk about this week, because I'm trying to give you these big transits a week ahead of time so we can prepare for them. Today's podcast, we're going to really be breaking down this total solar eclipse in Aries. You've definitely heard about it for a few reasons. Like, astronomically, people are interested in it all across, especially North America, as it's going to cross over many parts of the USA, just as it did in 2017. And also astrologically, it's super interesting because it is conjunct Chiron, the wounded healer, and eclipses are always interesting to us astrologically, right? So I'm going to break down a little bit what this means for you, maybe some more global collective predictions and some ways we can work with it on the individual level. So buckle up, buttercups, we're getting into it. Virgo announcements, going to keep it short and sweet. Last week's Virgo announcements were long, but I wanted to thank you all just for your love and outpouring about. We announced I have a book coming out with Hay House called In the Cosmic Zone. There'll be more details coming over the coming months, but it is truly a labor of love, a channeled project, and kind of a love letter about the cosmos and this community and my cosmic baddies. It's like a love letter of all those things in one, of, you know, living my life purpose, which is to help you feel clear and empowered and alignment with your divine assignment. So thank you for your love on that. Other Virgo announcements is we are opening up the waitlist for Cosmic Boss. So if you are feeling ready to, whatever it is, start a podcast, write a book, start, grow, launch, or scale your business, or just understand yourself and your gifts with more clarity and confidence, get on the waitlist for that. You know, we always do early bird specials. Cosmic Boss is one of my favorite offerings. It's a real journey. It's a course. You're learning a lot of material. We also have live office hours with Maggie, a few group calls with me, and essentially you're going through each part of your chart, every house of your chart, to unlock the secret codes of that, to understand your talents, superpowers, how it's playing out in your unique chart, and then gaining tools, everything from mindset practices to spiritual rituals to strategic business tools that Audrey and I use all the time that relate to that part of your chart. So sign up for that if you haven't already. Just moving right along here. Let's get into the if astrology isn't real moment and what we're looking at as per your request this week. All right, so we have some heavier stories in this week's If Astrology Isn't Real. And as always, you know, we are always paying attention to the stories that you're writing in about in the DMs and emails. So I wanted to start off with one of the saddest, worst possible manifestations of the current astrology, with the tragic Francis Scott Key bridge collapse in Baltimore. First and foremost, our prayers are going out to anyone, you know, at the time of this recording who's still missing or any families affected. This was absolutely devastating waking up to this news. You know, I also went to school in Maryland, so I have a deep fondness and love for all things Baltimore, as they say. And this was just one of those surreal news stories that you just wonder, how could this happen, right? So the background, if you missed it, there was a cargo ship that rammed into one of the pillars of the bridge. And, you know, I don't know a lot about structural engineering, but I just always kind of assumed that a lot of bridges could withstand something like this. And I guess, shout out to, from what I was researching, one of the crew on the boat was able to call a mayday and was able to get a few extra, stop the bridge from having more people on it. So they did save extra lives that way, but still really upsetting. And this was, you know, on the day that the moon was aligning with the South Node, the eclipse. Mars and Saturn were both in Pisces. When Mars and Saturn come together, it can literally be like a crashing energy, right? Mars is going forward. Saturn is sort of an immovable border. It's also like Mars in Pisces, both signs in Pisces obviously, can represent conflict, crises, disruption at sea. And this is just one of those terrible times that you don't want the astrology to be so on point. But again, it just gives us an interpretation, helps us add context, and maybe have a little extra foresight, insight, planning, and care. So April 8th, you know, going to get into the end of this segment, but we're just going to expect more of this, right? Eclipses bring really erratic energy. Saturn and Mars are going to be even closer in Pisces, and we might even see acts of maritime war, crisis at sea. So if you can avoid risky situations on or near water, you know, let's just take those extra precautions. And then Mars will be in Pisces until April 30th. So we're just going to be careful around bodies of water, and we're going to kind of just continue to stay tuned. Hopefully we get some, you know, more people coming out of that that they found and rescued. And kind of shifting gears, but another one of the big, big, big headlines today to this week, some really serious charges and big allegations coming out. We've seen them, you know, over the past few months against Diddy. And this week we saw his home in LA and Miami be raided by Homeland Security, by the government. And, you know, when we see a raid like this, they don't do this casually. This isn't like, whoops, or like we had a little few suspicions. This is usually a case they've been building for years. And, you know, if you have missed what's going on, this is about sexual assault, sex trafficking allegations. It started even last year. He was given the MTV Global Icon Award in 2023. Since then, his ex-girlfriend, a woman named Cassie, filed a sexual abuse lawsuit against him and said that he was just engaging in some really abusive, problematic behavior, a lot of stuff that we hear about that goes on in the music industry in Hollywood. They settled out of court, but then after that, several other women and one man came forward to also file a suit against this, against not just Diddy, but also other Bad Boy, the record label executives in New York. What we do know now, you know, there's going to be a lot more information that's to come out. The thing that, you know, is interesting is that the fact that Homeland Security was involved suggests that there might have been movement of people or items across international borders, like smuggling, trafficking. And so this happened right on the lunar eclipse in Libra. Libra rules justice. And this is going to be probably, we're going to get huge waves of information around like the next Libra eclipse, I imagine, in the fall, in September, October. And, you know, there's going to be probably more events for the months to come. So what we see here is that this Libra eclipse fell directly on top of Diddy's natal Uranus within a 2-degree orb. We also see that Pluto is hovering across his natal Mars, and also Uranus in the sky is very close to his Saturn, all of these things can indicate things like disruptions and feeling the consequences of certain actions, you know, karma playing catch up. You know, there's things with all of this Pluto energy and Uranus energy in this. It implies, I would think, that this is bigger than him. It's going to go bigger than him and even the inner circle of his record label, but maybe into the sectors of larger the music industry, politics, business. This feels like something that might have, yeah, like long-lasting effects across the world as we know it in terms of these larger sectors for years. And in terms of the North Node, starting in January of next year, January 11th, 2025, he's going to begin his own nodal return, which is usually a big 18-year shift. And of course, we use it here to align with our highest self and what, you know, our highest path meant to be. But our nodal returns are also like karmic catch-up moments. And we're meant to look at something that's, you know, maybe been out of alignment. And, you know, we have to take actions to step back into deeper alignment. Something, especially within Pisces, on the soul level, catching up for things. Now, these are, you know, really serious allegations and implications. I do not take any of it lightly, but it's very interesting. I saw something on Twitter, too, that someone reposted. I forget who posted originally, but they said that this has also been two things. On March 25th, it was 27 years ago, to the same day that Notorious B.I.G.'s song Kick in the Door debuted. And then even more than that, this is also the Saturn return of Tupac's murder. And again, I'm not implying anything, but you know, if you grew up like me, 90s kid in New York, we're always following a lot of this like East Coast, West Coast thing going on. So I just thought that was an interesting little insight into this. But we're going to keep our eyes on it. And in addition to what's happened in his personal chart, it's what we've been mentioning here. For years now, right, on this podcast, in terms of the Pluto and Aquarius coming to really disrupt things in Hollywood, to reveal things and to expose the things that are below the surface, especially in the opposite sign of Aquarius, Leo being Hollywood. Speaking of, and the last thing I want to leave it on today with the Astrology Isn't Real like recap, you know, I saw the news about Kate Middleton, obviously, like always sending healing love, thoughts, prayers, everything to anyone. Like I said last week, I do not comment on people's medical, what's going on in their charts medically, especially if it's not public. That's just not my business. That's not my jam. But I will say I'm interested to see where the story goes because I do think based on the astrology of her chart, the collective astrology, what's going on with her is really obviously like sad, deeply tragic for such a young mother to be undergoing cancer. But I get this other feeling from the astrology and intuition that something else also might be going on, just because the way this was handled, the astrology, I don't know, right? Something in the milk just ain't clean. So that's where I'm going to leave the If Astrology Isn't Real today. But over the next week or so, let's definitely keep our eyes out for a few things here. So like I've mentioned, we're talking about, we're going to get deeper into with the planetary planning, but this upcoming eclipse, solar eclipse, right? The Great American Eclipse going over North America, we're going to feel a more destabilization in political leadership, especially with like older aging leaders. Hint, hint, that's us. Just like keeping our eye out for this. Jupiter's also going to conjunct Uranus later this month on the 20th. I'm going to get into that in a different podcast. I just want us to keep an eye on some more of these conflicts, upheavals, things that might be going on in the news. If you want me to talk about in the next week's podcast, let me know. We're probably going to be seeing also some issues with like at the border, perhaps between the USA and Mexico because of the nature of the eclipse. As always, asking us all just to hold the vibration of peace and equity and beauty and love as we move through this. And let's just be safe out there. It's clearly like very erratic, kind of intense astrology right now. So yeah, let me know what you want me to talk about next week. All right, and now who wants to talk about the moon? I do. As a reminder, or if you're new here, we always look at the moon, what's going on for the week ahead, so we can understand our emotional weather. When we understand the moon and what's going on in our inner world, we can feel more grounded, centered, and clear to navigate the outer world. So the day this podcast comes out, just after midnight East Coast time, the moon moves into Capricorn. And it stays there until about 5 a.m. on April 3rd, Wednesday. So we have Monday and Tuesday, full days with cap moon days. So April 1, Mercury goes retrograde. Again, we're in the heart of this eclipse. Cap moon, let's think about standing strong in who we are, taking care of some business. I love cap moon days to handle some shit, face it head on, mountain goat style. You're not a time for procrastinating or letting emotions get the best of you. Just deliver the facts, get shit done, onward and upwards, my mystical mountain goats. We're going to look out for that day, being rigid, being stubborn. You know, every part of astrology, every zodiac sign connects us to a body part, right? Through medical astrology, when Capricorn rules over the joints and the knees, amongst other things. And I remember reading one time, when your knee's hurting a lot, it's like, check out if you're being stubborn in life, if you're not wielding, right? If you're not, like, knees and joints are at their best when they're fluid, right? But there's still a structure to them. So I'm just pointing this out because as I'm saying this, I'm kind of picturing knees in my mind of all things. And those days, let's just look out for being stubborn, for being rigid. Let's stay flexible. Let's keep those knees in an athletic stance, if you will. And then Wednesday morning, 5:08 a.m. Eastern time, the moon moves into Aquarius. And we have this Aquarius moon all day Wednesday, all day Thursday, and then Friday till about 7:13 a.m. So these Aquarius moon days, let's do the Aquarius moon thing. Let's plug into our vision. Let's zoom out to, again, like, why are we even doing all of this? What is it all for? Maybe connect with like-minded community. Sometimes we can feel like shit is hard or we're down or depressed. And really all we need to do is zoom out, remember our big why, and maybe get out with other people who are like-minded, where we can connect, talk, process, get inspiration from other people. So we're going to think about that for those days. And then the thing we're going to look out for on the Aquarius moon days with the Aries sun in the eclipse and with the Mercury retrograde is trying to approach things from the point that's almost like entirely devoid of emotions. Like maybe we're frustrated with someone, they're going through something in the eclipse, and we're like, can you just get your shit together? So we're going to like kind of practice radical empathy and compassion, and maybe even with that patience on those days, and it will definitely serve you well. So then 7:13 a.m. on April 5th, Friday, through Saturday into early Sunday morning, we have a Pisces moon weekend, and this gets us ready to go into the total solar eclipse on April 8th. So as we're doing this Pisces thing, let's do what Pisces moons do. Let's be in our feels. Let's see what's coming up. Let's rest. Let's take naps this weekend, because if there's one thing that really helps us navigate through an eclipse portal with more ease, it's being well rested. Let's pay attention to our dreams during this time. Let's make some time for like creativity or being in nature just because it feels good. Let's get a foot massage. Again, the medical astrology, Pisces rules the feet. And again, foot massages, working with our feet, acupuncture there, just also helps us feel grounded, right? Which is really important as we go into the eclipse. The thing we're going to look out for in the eclipse portal with Mercury retrograde, Pisces moon energy, the shadow of it can be disassociating or trying to leave reality because maybe we're being faced with something, a task or an assignment during this eclipse portal. And not that you have to get it all done and tackle every part of it, but really sitting with it and being present and not just escaping through, you know, drugs, alcohol, TV, shopping. Like sitting with the feeling is going to help you. Let the emotions guide you. Let even the triggers teach you. And that goes into Sunday. We have Sunday morning, the Aries moon, and we get ready for that solar eclipse that will go down at 2:20 Eastern time on Monday. So the Aries moon on Sunday is getting us into the feeling of the eclipse, where we're going to be facing something head on, Ram style, a new story emerging about ourselves, something where we're being asked to take our power back, call in a new path, make a choice, take a leap, do something where we're betting on ourselves or owning this like new identity that we've been working on and healing for a long time. So from the moon report standpoint, on that Sunday, having some alone time, especially alone time being in the body through some sort of workout class, walk, doing like a physical task around your house, right? Like maybe you're doing some spring cleaning in the yard or decluttering your garage or something. Being in your body and having some alone time might help you parse through some of the thoughts and downloads that are probably, I suspect, coming in kind of rapidly. We're just going to look out for Aries sun, Aries moon. We're going to look out for rushing into things too fast or just, you know, rushing through things just so we can be done with the discomfort. Again, being impulsive. And of course, we're just going to kind of breathe through the frustration, the irritation might be at an all-time high, the agitation. So deep breaths. Again, that alone time is really going to benefit you because it's much easier to not snap and bite someone's head off when you have a little time, grace, and space for yourself. So that is the moon report. Let's jump into the planetary planning of it all. Just to recap, we had the lunar eclipse on Monday, March 25th in Libra. What I've heard from a lot of you in our community, in our classes, just the people I connect with, is that leading up to that and around that time, we were breaking patterns like a mofo. And I'm not talking about in an abstract way. There was literally things being put in front of your face around that time where you had the choice to go the old path, whether that's your family's path, whether this is your old path, maybe it's something from a past life, or literally crack that old pattern like a stick. Shout out to Lisa in her Astro Accelerator program who gave us this great visual. Cracking a twig over your knee, breaking that pattern, and choosing a new way, right? My family always does this. My family always shoves things below the surface, but I chose to bring up something and confront something head on. This ex was coming back and I could choose the old way of letting them back in and be leaky with my boundaries, but I chose a new path. I've always been sort of passive and been a people pleaser and said yes to things when I didn't want to, but I didn't. I chose a new path under this lunar eclipse. And so now that these patterns that you've looked at and maybe completely smashed or maybe gently released by way of an old relationship, or maybe the lunar eclipse brought you an aha about something you're realizing. Maybe you were only in a relationship for a certain reason and realizing like, oh, I can cultivate that thing on my own. Or maybe realizing that like you got a new dash of inspiration or a new financial plan. There might have been also an aha that was tied to or separate from that pattern breaking around the 25th. This April 8th eclipse is going to come to show you like the initiation, the spark, the ways in which you're ready to kind of grab it by the reins and move forward into a whole new chapter. As astrologers, we're always paying attention to the patterns and phases and cycles we see in the planets, but even just the patterns like within the transits are telling a story. For instance, in this whole, we know Aries and Libra eclipses, we know they happen in pairs based on where the north node is, in this case Aries, and where the south node is, in this case Libra. The eclipses that have been going on since April of last year and that will end in this fall, there is no lunar eclipse. There is no full moon eclipse in Aries. It's only solar eclipses. It's only the new moons, right? As a reminder, a solar eclipse is a new moon on steroids and a lunar eclipse is a full moon on steroids. So we're only having new energy in Aries. What does this say? How can we interpret this? My personal interpretation is there is a new us. There is a new identity. There is a new version of me that's been basically over the past few years since 2020. We're looking at so many things. Are they aligned, right? Is this authentic to me? And also like the old way, the old paradigm, the old like plot lines, the old goals, the old like stories we were sold. We're just seeing how they're just not there anymore. That's not the way. And so we're all being asked to step into some form of self-leadership and to choose a new path. And that's why I believe that like all this new Aries energy is occurring now. So as a reminder with this eclipse, when we have a solar eclipse, there's kind of like a lights out feeling because the daytime sky is darkened, even if it's momentarily, but still it's kind of an anomaly, right? It's like a freak occurrence in nature. I mean, it happens regularly, but meaning that like the sun is what dictates all of life. And if you saw, I posted an article recently that was during the 2017 eclipse researchers at University of Missouri found that bees stopped flying, stopped buzzing when the sun temporarily, momentarily disappeared behind the moon. And they were using very tiny microphones to monitor this. And it was very interesting, right? Like, what does this mean? This is showing us that all of nature, the way that we operate, our day-to-day reality, the laws of nature, it's like things are kind of suspended during an eclipse. I'm interested to see what comes out of this eclipse, if anybody does any studies like this. But what we can interpret this on the personal level is like there is a shadow that is being cast, and we're being asked to kind of take part of this, like we're unplugging the rules for a minute of reality. There is a timeline jump. There's a quantum leap. There's a portal we're in. Now, of course, this eclipse, the shadow of it is going to be quite literally cast over the United States of America, Canada, Mexico, North America. So there is going to be some stuff to look out for on the macro level. And again, this new moon in Aries is doing some interesting things. It's conjunct, it's very close to the Mercury retrograde degree. And so definitely communications and speaking our truth, but also reflecting on even like our inner thoughts are going to be a big part of this eclipse. Like, where are we ready to maybe stop the negative self-talk or the doubt, the self-doubt, or being hard on ourselves so that we can blaze this new trail? Similarly, you know, the ruler of this eclipse, so it being in Aries, the ruler of this eclipse is in Mars, and Mars is in Pisces. So there is something that's coming up around this eclipse that's about protecting our energy, also trusting our intuition and like taking action on our intuition, while also knowing that like we're engaging what's happening in the earthly realm is very tied to what's happening in our spiritual selves and our spiritual paths and our spiritual practices. So being mindful of all of that as we are under this eclipse is going to help you understand the lesson for you personally, but also how to work with it. And a similar solar eclipse, just as a fun fly, at the exact almost degree of Aries, happened on April 8th, 2005. And that was during the last like Aries Libra eclipse cycle. That was with the North Node in Aries. And then before that, it was April 9th, 1986. So if you want to look back on, especially any of you that time period's relevant, April 8th, 2005, what was going on? Some of you might have maybe just been born, but other of you, like, look back and think back, what was going on? What were some of the themes in your life, maybe in your family? This solar eclipse is coming to highlight and challenge issues around, you know, self-mastery, self-empowerment, personal courage. It wants to put courage into us. It wants us to be independent. We're going to be seeing circumstances and downloads and relationships and opportunities that are going to nudge us or full force shove us to see where we haven't been true to our authentic selves and to kind of correct that. And we're in a position to understand ourselves even more deeply in this moment. And so there's something about just tackling things head on, being brave, choosing something new, and really looking at and reevaluating our relationships with ourselves is going to be a big theme of this new moon in Aries. Super new moon, super charged new moon, total solar eclipse in Aries. So there is something like an adventure is beginning. That's a lot what like Aries is all about. And with it working with Mercury retrograde, we might have to go back and rethink something, of course, right? Or as I said on last week's podcast, the ultimate reword for Mercury retrograde in Aries, which is resist drama. Don't jump to conclusions. Don't like take the bait on drama. Again, focus on you. Doing you is super important. Now, on the collective level, we're going to be seeing this shadow going over North America. We might be seeing, again, falls in leadership on the international stage, flaws in important systems in our society. We might also see, you know, Aries is ruled by Mars, the god of war. Libra is like the sign that we're here to be a peacemaker, not a peacekeeper under. So we might see more confrontation around everything between, like, you know, it would be Israel, Palestine, or we might see something around like reproductive rights coming to a head. And there is something that I saw in my research earlier this year that, like, definitely with the big Aries transits, there is always something on gun violence that comes up. And that's unfortunately, like, just sadly the truth. And that there's even on some of these Aries eclipses in the past and Aries North Node cycles, assassination attempts on people like Martin Luther King Jr., Bobby Kennedy, RFK, like, senior. And so we're sort of, like, pitted into that. We might also see sometimes the signature of things popping up around, like, nuclear events and sometimes, you know, student riots kind of breaking out. And I say all this not to bring up fear, but just to understand, like, this is what the Aries Libra eclipse cycle, it really brings out confrontation, sometimes violence, sometimes war, as a way of kind of finally coming to terms with some sort of peace negotiation that's been long overdue or a resolution. So as much as you can, you know, get involved, stay educated on things happening. But also if you are out and about, just being aware, keeping your head on a swivel always. Like, during the eclipses, I like to say, you know, maintain extra caution. And especially if you're in big public places, again, not to scare you, but just to think about, like, this is the astrology and it's just is what it is. And of course, I ask you all to embody and meditate on the energy of peace. Can you bring that into your relationships, into your families, into your neighborhoods, into your communities, and really embody that, right? So we'll see. And we're going to hope that in this, there is some laying down of swords, some peace agreements that we can come to. Like I said, on the, you know, personal level, more for this astrology under this Aries eclipse, there's things that might be happening super fast. Things might happen, like, so quickly, your head might be spinning. But again, Mercury retrograde, you might actually have something that happened so fast that you already did and you thought it was a failure. You attempted something once, or you thought you had ended something and it comes back again for you to do it. Maybe bringing a second chance that feels like brand new. And again, like, the more we can stay grounded, the more we can stay in our self-care, the more we can stay rested and hydrated and clear-headed, the more we're going to be able to work with this energy with, like, ease and empowerment versus just feeling, like, overwhelmed or inundated or just, like, completely overloaded. And as a reminder, too, eclipses sometimes take, like, 6 months to fully, just like any other moon, to fully play out the story. So you might actually get a hit or an initiation or a feeling, something igniting under this moon, and then it might take 6 months to play out. You know, whatever it is, there is something that is giving you new steam, new life, something that's saying, let's get cracking on this one true life. And the mantra that I want you to think about under this Aries eclipse, if you have been breaking those old patterns, if you have a new opportunity approaching you about love, about money, about career, about freedom, about healing, or you're trying to pursue that and you keep getting in your own head and thinking, like, why me? I've tried this, you know, a dozen times before. It hasn't worked out. I want you to say to yourself, why not me? Why not me? Why am I any different than the other people that I see around me, you know, having this, embodying this energy, accomplishing this? Because maybe the old you was getting stuck or there was a stagnation or a stickiness. But again, there's been a huge patterns that we've been healing and clearing. So I want you to own this new energy with a new fresh, a bravery, a courage, a confidence, and really, like, stand tall on that and say, you know, why not me? Why not me? This energy, this mantra, this meditation is going to help align you with the right opportunities and make the most of this eclipse. And then just always surrender. The eclipse portal, I believe, is our guides working with us to help deliver us something we've been wanting, wishing, praying, asking for a while. It just might not come about in the way we thought, right? It's like, whoa, I did not. That is not how I expected the plot of that to go. But if we can remain open, if we can remain curious, if we can remain really in that place of, like, I am ready, why not me? The combination of that, you know, magic can happen. I really believe. And again, I mentioned it before, but I just want to remind you that this new moon total solar eclipse that's going over North America in Aries is also conjunct Chiron, and it's like right, it's sitting like right next to the eclipse. It's working with it, and it's reminding you of the healing journey you've embarked on that started maybe winter of 2019 is coming to a head under this. The healing that you have been doing, it's like Chiron is the key in the birth chart, and it's helped you unlock wisdom that maybe came through hardships, right? It came through challenges, through pain, and now Chiron is helping us transmute that pain into purpose and helping us take, you know, that wound and turn it into our wand. And it's telling us we're ready. We're ready to own this and maybe to also kind of feel like there's a new you emerging, right? That's a new, fuller you. You understand yourself, you're self-actualized, you're self-aware, you're self-empowered, you have self-mastery, you're self-resourced in a way that you might not have ever felt in this lifetime. So again, there's that lights out feeling during the eclipse. And it's like when the lights return on, there's clarity. There's like an aha, there's a breakthrough. So we're feeling all of this and we're feeling into these themes and kind of looking back also what was going on. We know this year, the other eclipses were October 14th to the 28th. And we obviously know that there was that was right after October 7th. So we see that like some of those themes playing out in the world stage in a very literal way. But think back what was happening in your life during that time, specifically in the Libra and Aries parts of your chart. And as a reminder again, if you hold a lot of Libra and Aries in your chart through planets, through, you know, angles, placements, or if you have any like direct energy squaring or opposing these eclipses, that's where you're going to feel like a lightning bolt of this energy. And we're all going to feel it no matter what. But if you have those, you're going to feel it kind of especially. So under this eclipse, I do want you to really focus and honor that why not me energy. That is Chiron. Any wounds of imperfection, of imposter syndrome, of inadequacy that pop up, like look at everything you've learned. Look what you've done around you and think, all right, like why not me? I am so ready. There is a new me. The old rules do not apply. And I'm so excited to see what unfolds for you on the personal level. On the collective level, let's keep holding the vision for peace, for harmony, for diplomacy, for equity, and for just like, again, a new, better future than the one that exists now, a safer world for all. And I think also, again, if you're looking to go see the eclipse path, it is going to be crossing over North America, the path of the 2024 eclipse totality. You can look it up online. I know a lot of you for the 2017 went to go see it. Obviously, we want to have the special glasses. I personally don't know how I feel about going under the eclipse. I don't know. I think in some ways it's really cool. In other ways, I don't know. But it's up to you. And I know in my state of New York, upstate New York, there's going to be some places to see it near like Niagara Falls, upstate Rochester, New York. But I think Burlington, Vermont, parts of Maine, parts of Texas, obviously like Mexico, Mazatlan, Piedras Negras, I saw Dallas, Fort Worth. It's going to be making this interesting path, and then all the way up into like Canada, parts of like Ontario, Montreal. Go look up a picture. It's very interesting that the eclipse path of 2017 is almost making a direct crossover with this, which is showing us, I think, that we are bringing, you know, huge changes in leadership to the United States. It's going over Washington, D.C., and I think this is going to bring a new day, a new energy, a new dawn for these like North American capitals. I think Ottawa, Canada is going to have part of the eclipse, Mexico City. So there is something like an overhaul, especially around like Aries leadership. So I'm super intrigued to see what goes on with this. Again, remember, focus on the why not me energy. Stay grounded, stay in your self-care. And I'll see you next week. We'll be checking in. But until that moment, you know I'm loving you, wrapping you in stardust. And although we're not manifesting under the eclipse, I am always holding the vision for you to be receiving with grace and ease an enormous amount of big, fat, juicy checks and hot, fulfilling, toe-curling sex. Until next week. Mwah.
Do you love getting your Cosmic RX for the week here and want more? Make sure to sign up for our premium subscription so you can get exclusive access to bonus podcast episodes, all of my astrology info for the month ahead, and live new and full moon calls to help you manifest your dream life with an intentional international community of other cosmic baddies. Sign up through our link in show notes. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you want to know more about Cosmic RX, head on over to thecosmicrx.com. And if you really love this show, I'd love it if you left a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. I super love hearing from you and reading your reviews. All right, you cosmic baddie, tune in next week. And until then, remember, love yourself fully, work your magic, and take no shit.